Welcome to the Unseminary Podcast.
Are you looking for practical ministry help to drive your ministry further, faster? Have a sinking feeling that your ministry training didn't prepare you for the real world? Hey, you're not alone. Join thousands of others in pursuit of stuff that we wish they had taught in seminary. Buckle up and let's get started with this week's Unseminary Podcast.
Well, happy Thursday, everybody. It's Rich Birch from Unseminary. I hope you've had a good week. It's just a couple more days to the weekend. I hope you're encouraged today. Today, we've got two leaders for the price of one. Yeah, that's right. We've got Elle and Kenny Campbell. They're from a church in upstate New York. They're real experts on student ministry. We're going to learn a lot today on how senior leaders can work with their youth pastors. We're also going to learn from their perspective some of the critical success factors for effective middle school ministry. It's a great episode. Let's tune in and hear what they have to say. But don't forget to join us at the end of the episode because we've got some great resources I want to share with you.
This is the Unseminary Podcast, stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
All right, well, we're in for a real treat today. We have got some real bona fide experts in student ministry and family ministry on the line today. We have Elle and Kenny Campbell, who have the longest Twitter handles I know. Lots of L's and lots of N's. They're from Tonawanda, New York, from the chapel at Cross Point. Hey, guys, welcome to the show.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for having us.
Oh, so glad you guys can join us today. Why don't you tell us a little bit about your church, a little kind of your ministry context. Give us a sense of where you serve.
Sure. Well, all right. I've been here for 8 years working with middle school students directly, and our church, it's a larger church in the area. We love our leadership. We totally buy into our mission and what's going on. It's pretty cool. Elle works with me. Why don't you tell a little bit about your process?
Sure. So Kenny is the middle school pastor. He's been the middle school pastor for, is it 6 years?
Yeah, maybe
somewhere
6 years.
And then 6 years ago, I came on staff doing like family ministry stuff. So marriage ministry, different, you know, more of the family kind of stuff. And then 3 years ago, we had some shifts in our staffing structure. And at that point, we were like, you know, I would really love to do middle school ministry. So I kind of shifted over and started overseeing all the volunteers and small groups for middle school. So that's what I'm doing now. And it's awesome. Yeah.
Very cool. Well, you know, a lot of people that tune in to Unseminary are maybe senior pastors, executive pastors, that sort of thing. And I wonder if you could take a moment and just describe for all these senior pastors and executive pastors out there, how they can work with their student pastors, youth pastors, family ministry. You know, how can they kind of cultivate great relationships? What's some things that have worked out well? Because I know you have a perfect relationship with your senior leadership. but you know, what works well for you guys?
Sure. Well, we really do love our leadership. So if we joke, I mean, and I've heard tons of guys say, like, man, they don't get along or they don't buy into the vision or whatever. Like, we even have a guy that came on staff in our high school department who, you know, may not have got along with his leadership beforehand and is just like, you know, whatever, burned out by that. So it's always been great to have a leadership that trusts us, that gives us freedom and flexibility. I think, at least for us, those are important things. They kind of just hand us the reins and they trust us to oversee the domain of middle school ministry. So obviously they want us to, you know, be on board with the church's overall mission, which we are totally sold out to that, which I think helps them give us trust. But they let us do what we feel is the best way to lead the ministry. They're not micromanaging. I would never be able to handle like a pastor that was like always up in our business, always like at our events telling us, you know, this could be better, this could be better. Like, I love that he's just kind of hands off, trusts us, and let us do our thing.
Mm-hmm. Now, what do you think you guys have done to build that trust? Because that's super critical. But what, how have you cultivated, what do you think has worked to cultivate that trust relationship?
Yeah, that's a good question. I think it does go both ways. Youth pastors probably are always complaining, like, my senior leadership doesn't let me do anything or doesn't trust me, but I think what we've done to kind of help that along a little bit is, you know, as our senior leadership has laid out the mission and the vision for our church, we've been totally on board and we've integrated that into what we do. And if we have like, these annual meetings where we talk about like our, what we're doing for the year, and we always integrate that super strongly into what we're doing and tie that back into the mission of the church. And, so I think that kind of gives them the heads up, like, okay, these guys buy into what we're doing. We can trust them with, you know, where they're leading their ministry. So I think as long as you are vocal and you're, like, upfront and let your senior leadership know, like, hey, we buy into the vision and here's what we're doing to help that, that goes a long way.
That's critical. You know, I know when our student guys and women, when they draw to connect lines between kind of what they're doing with some projects we're doing, it can be obviously the overall vision, but then even just projects that are kind of whole church-wide, man, I just love that. That's obviously great for families, you know, because it doesn't feel like, okay, these are all different ministries, but it also is fantastic as a leader because I'm like, okay, we're all in this together. We're doing, you know, we're working together on this. Is there something that, you know, specifically that you think a senior pastor could do even this week, say, to encourage their student pastors or something, you know, you feel like if more senior pastors did this or lead pastors or, you know, executive pastors did this, I just know youth pastors would love it.
Go ahead. What do you think?
Sure. Well, you know, one thing that our pastor has done just sparingly, but when he does it, it's we know that it's very sincere, is he will just kind of look at a very specific thing that we've done and just kind of point it out, like, hey, I really appreciated this particular thing. Usually it's had to do with the vision and the alignment type of stuff, like, hey, I really appreciated this particular thing that you guys did. And, you know, it's helpful that it's not just this broad, generic, like, hey, I like you. It's something very specific, like, I'm watching, and I appreciate that. So that's been really good for us.
Very cool. Well, middle school ministry is complex. It's I come from a student ministry background, and man, I just loved working with middle school students. It's always a challenge. You guys are experts in that area. Both my kids, actually, starting this fall, are middle school kids, which I'm not sure how that happened. Nice. I'm way too young to have middle schoolers. What would you say? What are some challenges you faced in middle school ministry, and how have you overcome those challenges?
I think just one of the biggest things to understand in middle school ministry is that kids need a place that they feel is like a safe place to be at, where they can build like authentic community. I know some people try to go crazy with like over-the-top production, which is good, and that definitely draws kids in. But at the end of the day, I think getting them into some kind of small group environment where they can be with the same leader on a weekly basis, with the same kids on a weekly basis, build those relationships, that's a huge thing for us, where we really try to create a fun environment where kids love to be and create a place where they can feel safe and they can talk about things and know that, you know, the people there love them and support them and believe in them. So just kind of building that up, because in middle school, it's all about identity. They're like figuring out who they are for the first time. And so the more support and the more you can tell them that you believe in them and that you're there for them, the better you'll be able to have ministry in their life.
Mm-hmm.
And Elle oversees that area. She's all about small groups and volunteers and trying to create that environment. So
yeah.
I don't know if you have anything to say.
Sure. No, I think that's totally right, that kids just really need somebody who they can trust to be there in their lives and to kind of help them coach them through the craziness that happens in middle school ministry, because the middle school years are insane. So having some kind of consistency for them in their small group leader and then in the kids that they get to hang with is really important. But the thing for us, kind of a challenge that we've had to deal with, is our small group environment hasn't always been super healthy. So it's really been in the last like 3 years that it's finally really come around to be healthy and effective with really small group leaders who are just really great at what they do and really buy into the vision. So I don't know if you wanted to talk about that at all, but
what were some of the changes that you made 3 years ago? Obviously, it's never one or two things. It's a whole bunch of things. So what are just a couple of those changes that helped move it from being unhealthy to healthy?
Yeah, well, I mean, we've always been in like a larger context. So like a few years ago, we were, you know, since I've been here, the leadership has really started to structure more towards small groups. So for the last eight years, we've tried to go that direction. And so it's hard to train people, recast vision, get that all working. So for the first few years of that, it was really just trying to teach and like revision our volunteers. And then we got to the point where we realized we weren't really staffed to equip and empower them on a regular basis and pour into them like we needed to. So I was leading middle school ministry, and I had a part-time assistant, and that was pretty much it. So I was like doing everything, trying to invest into our volunteers, trying to make the program happen. And we had like one Sunday morning where we had like 85 middle school boys and two adult leaders for them. And so it was just like, imagine trying. Yeah, exactly. So that's when we were like, okay, we really need to figure out how we're going to recruit, retain, equip, and empower volunteers. And so when Elle came on board a few years ago in that position, just to focus on small groups and just to focus on volunteers, that's when we saw everything change. You know, I was overwhelmed, and I'm not an overly relational person to begin with, so for me to like focus and build and invest into our volunteers wasn't the first thing on my priority list. So when Elle came on board, even just adding that one staff person, and her only thing is to focus on that small group environment and to make sure that she's equipping our volunteers, that basically changed the course of what we were doing.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, that's fantastic. Yeah, I think that's obviously a critical lesson for churches of any size to learn. How do we focus our leaders, staff or otherwise, on a small enough area that they can make a great impact, right? That
absolutely.
How do we, you know, I think a lot of times we really do think like, okay, we're like these Swiss Army knives, we can do everything, but that's just not the case, you know, that's not the case at all. Mm-hmm. Anything else about middle school ministry, and then we're going to move on to the lightning round.
Oh, wow, the lightning
round. That sounds exciting.
No, well, just a couple things I think that we really enjoy doing is just like partnering with other churches. Mm-hmm. I think one of the things that's huge on our priority list is to view the church as like
one body.
Yeah, like one body. So it's not like the chapel at Cross Point trying to do our own thing or whatever. Like, we believe that the churches in our region, we're all working together. The churches across the country, we're all working together. So one thing that we put high on our priority list right now is to share our, you know, whatever we have with other people and, you know, hopefully be able to learn from them as well. So that's just something that I think has helped us a lot. Like, we've grown so much over the last few years just because we've started seeking out what other people were doing and making those connections and intentionally connecting and learning from other people. So I think what you're doing is awesome. This is a great way. This is really cool that you get to share this stuff all the time. So thanks for giving us the opportunity to be here.
No, I appreciate that. Why don't you give us how people can get in touch with you, because you guys are creating incredible resources for church leaders. How can we get in touch with you guys?
Sure. The easiest place is just to go to stuffyoucanuse.org. That is kind of like our central hub of our resources and just kind of some different things that either we've made or that other church leaders who we know and trust, resources that they've made as well. So that's kind of our central hub. We both have some blogs that you can access from there, but that's a good place to start.
That's fantastic. When you guys launched that site, I was like, that's a brilliant name. It's like, it describes what it is. What is it? Well, it's stuff you can use.
This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
All right, well, we've entered the lightning round, that part of the podcast where we try to have a high density of information and to learn from church leaders. So the first one, Alan Kenny, what is an online resource, something like, you know, Evernote or that sort of thing, that you've been using recently in your ministry that's been effective for you?
Yeah. For me personally, I use Wunderlist for all my to-dos. I use Evernote for my notes and for, you know, that kind of thing. And then I also use Basecamp for, like, large group project kind of management with, like, a larger team.
Which one of those are you in most, and why do you like it so much?
Most I'm in Evernote because I can really do a lot of different things there. It's pretty versatile. And they just added actually reminders, which was really helpful. So now I can have some time-sensitive notes in there too that give me reminders.
Yeah, that's fantastic. You know, I've kind of resisted the Evernote thing, but so many leaders I've talked to are like, you got to get on Evernote. It's amazing. So
yeah.
I probably should try it again at some point. All right, so a book you've read in the last 6 months or so that's impacting your ministry, why do you like it? What impact is it having on your ministry?
Well, one book I think that we're super excited about, and we're actually getting ready to parse it down into little bite-sized things for our volunteers this upcoming school year, is Lead Small by Reggie Joyner and Tom Shefshonis. So it's basically just about leading small groups and how to be an effective small group leader, and it's super, like, elemental. And is that a real word? Whatever.
I mean, yeah.
It's great. It breaks it down in really easy to understand way, mm-hmm. and it's very like
practical
and actionable items in it. So we're real excited mm-hmm. to kind of get that into the hands of our leaders and help them become effective, at least more effective in what they're doing.
Cool. What about you, Elle? Any books you're reading these days that are impacting you?
I read a lot, but one of my favorite books from recent days is probably Love Does by Bob Goff. I love it so much. And that's kind of like, it's really kind of how we live our lives, or at least try to. It's just kind of like this idea of whimsy. Like, we're huge fans of just having fun and, you know, finding God in kind of these, like, little, like, fun, happy moments. And Bob is really good at talking about that kind of stuff, so...
Cool. Yeah. Other ministries, a part of what you guys talked about this earlier, you know, you're constantly trying to learn from other ministries. What are some other ministries that you're learning from, and what are some of those little nuggets that you kind of look to them for?
Yeah, North Point's a big one just because we love the way that they do their small groups. Obviously, we already talked about Lead Small, which Tom Sheff was a big part of, and so we just love their leadership. We love how they run things. Saddleback is a big one. Katie Edwards is their middle school pastor, and they just have some incredible ideas that they're very open-handed with sharing, so that's been a big one for us.
Yeah, another church, Church on the Move. They do like a ton of great production stuff. If you're looking for like ideas for your productions, they've got a ton of great stuff, so we like to look to them and see what they're doing and maybe copy some of their ideas.
Did you guys go out to their family ministry, I forget what it's called, conference? Have you been out there for that?
We did. Yeah, we went to the Seeds conference.
A couple years ago.
So yeah, great conference, especially if you're looking for that kind of stuff.
Yeah, that's on my, it's something on my list of like, I want to check that out, because they're one of those people I've looked at from a distance and been like, man, they do a fantastic job. So
And if you're looking for a cool Christmas program, check out their Christmas show. It is
amazing.
So funny. It's really good.
Okay, cool. We got to check that out. So when you think about another leader can be alive, anywhere in the world, any leader, you'd get 15 minutes with that leader. Who is it you'd want to spend time with and why?
Well, I'm like a nerd, I guess. I would pick Bill Gates just because I think he's like super cool. He's like really trying to like eradicate these diseases, make the world a better place, and he's like such a philanthropist with his money. So I just look up to him. I think he's really cool. I would love to spend a day or 15 minutes or whatever I could get with him.
That's a good one. I'm also a nerd, but in a different way, because I would probably choose Joe Rowling, who wrote the Harry Potter novels, because I love them, and because she's just awesome. Like, she's an incredible artist, incredible creative, and she's just like a great, successful woman who's just doing awesome things, so I love her.
Wow, that's very cool. Nerds unite. Nice. What about in your personal life? Obviously, you guys must do something for fun. How do you spend, you know, when you get those few hours of fun time every week? How do you spend that?
Well, we are like, we've got like this entrepreneur type of bug going on. So we're always trying to like think of new ideas, new like, not businesses necessarily, but projects to work on, things to let us have a creative outlet. So we do that in ministry, and when we get home, we do that with stuff you can use, and we've got other things like InstaFeedLive.com, which is like an Instagram thing for ministries, and just whatever, WordPress type stuff. So I'm always kind of creating online stuff like that. I don't know, what are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, we both do that kind of stuff. Like I said, I'm a nerd, so I read books and I craft. I knit.
Crafting.
I'm like a grandma inside. Yeah, I knit while reading books. It's pretty amazing.
Knit, read books, do social media, build websites.
That's my life.
And it all is connected, I see. Well, I really appreciate you guys taking time to be with us today on Seminary. If you aren't following the Campbells, you should really find them. We'll have links to all their stuff in the show notes. And we just really appreciate you coming on today. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Rich, thanks a lot.
Take care.
This is the Unseminary Podcast. Stuff you wish they taught in seminary.
Well, folks, thank you so much for tuning in. That was a great interview. I loved their insights. They're just great leaders. I loved learning from them. As you go, two additional resources I want to bring your attention to. The first is an article from a while back on our site, unseminary.com, by Jake Dudley. And the title of this article is Seven Things Emerging Leaders Want Senior Leaders to Know. It's a very insightful article. Might kind of continue to stir up these thoughts as you think through how do you work with other leaders in your organization. Also, a while back, I did an article called An Open Letter to My Youth Pastor Self. Covers some similar kind of topics to what we talked about today. How do we work with students and with leaders in our church? Thank you so much for listening in today. I hope that as you go into this weekend, you go in encouraged. Remember, God's called you to a specific ministry and mission at your church. Church. I'm excited to hear what's happening. Please drop me a line. Would love to connect. Have a great weekend. We'll see you next Thursday.
Thank you for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Don't be shy. We'd love to connect. Check out Unseminary Inbox. You can sign up at unseminary.com and we'll send you helpful training resources every week. Plus, you'll gain immediate access to our exclusive members area with tons of resources you can use. Connect with Rich on Twitter at Rich Birch or through email, rich@unseminary.com. Don't forget to check out the show notes for this episode at unseminary.com. It includes links to what we talked about today and more. Leave a comment. We'd love to hear from you. Did you enjoy today's episode? Drop by iTunes and leave a review. Thanks again for tuning in to this week's Unseminary podcast. Join us next week when we'll learn more stuff we wish they taught in seminary.